WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Game three today of our four-game set. As we transition from the MAC now into the Tri-Valley League, it's the Tri-Valley League Boys Basketball Championship game live here from Unadilla Valley. Milford and Morris Boys will be doing battle here today. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski for the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Coach, you did an amazing job with stats during the MAC games. We appreciate it, but good to have you on for the TVL games.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on and excited to have the microphone instead of the clipboard.
We've been rotating through. Coach Ryan stopped for a while, then Rich, and now you. So we'll be taking you the rest of the way with the boys' game here and then the girls' game at 7 between Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Skenevis. So, Coach, coming into this, we'll chat a little bit before we take a quick break here, but Morris going for the three-peat. Milford hasn't been here in a while, so but a good matchup between quality guards, and I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Two good teams, two teams that are very well coached, and each team has, you know, two or three kids that can really play and then some complementary role players, so should be an exciting contest.
We do want to say off the bat, this is, you know, kind of out there, public information. Milford's missing a few guys. They have a school Spanish trip to Costa Rica, including one of their starters. So let's get that info out there.
Well, I mean, at this time of year, when you get into sectional play and league championship, you know, you don't always, it's not like this is a given you're going to get here. So there are other trips and other school functions that are planned. So sometimes you have to have somebody else, like, you know, that next man mentality, you know, next guy step up or next player step up. So we do have some kids from Milford that are on that Spanish trip to Costa Rica. Hopefully it's a little warmer there than it is here.
I agree. But, you know, talking to Coach Greg Eggleston this week, he said, yeah, we're going to bring up some JV guys. They had a scrimmage earlier this week. He said we're going to throw them in the fire. But they are lucky enough that they do have some of their leading scorers still here. All those characters are still around tonight. I'm really looking forward to the battle of Tiger Ross against Christian Lawson. I think that's going to be a fun one as well. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Morris and Milford, Boys Tri-Valley Championship when we come back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors as well. They make all these games possible here today, including SFCU, of course, Sydney Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Josh and everybody at JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Generac Generators, folks, if you want that, check out jmelectricalcontracting.com. UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Mirabito Energy Products, Shendello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Jess Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Coach, you coached in this game before, the Tri-Valley Championship. What's your last-minute message to your team before you come out on the floor when emotions are high here? How do you settle in?
Well, I think you remind them that, hey, the baskets are the same height that we have all season long. It's a game you've grown up playing, and just come out and play with energy, enthusiasm, and passion, and let the chips fall where they may. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, and just go play and have fun. This is a moment and a memory that you're going to remember forever, irregardless of the outcome. I wouldn't say that part, though, but I would just say go leave it all on the floor. You got nothing to lose.
Morris boys have won the last two Tri-Valley championships. They're going for the third, including 2 years ago, that three overtime thriller game that you and I did, Morris clipping Richfield Springs ODY 88-87, an all-time classic.
Oh, that was a classic.
You did a lot of work on this sheet this week as we were going through looking at the history of the Tri-Valley. Morris boys, and we're still filling in some gaps here, but I probably wouldn't have guessed this, but Morris boys have the most Tri-Valley championships in league history with 10 going for 11 today.
Yeah, and another thing to note is Milford has the most championship appearances with 17. Morris isn't far behind with 13, but that also kind of surprised me. So
the only other team that's pulled off the three-peat of Tri-Valley League boys champions was Milford. So kind of ironic that Morris and Milford get together here. Those Milford boys teams back in the mid-90s were absolutely amazing with Seth Petronas, a bunch of those guys that were going through at that time were absolutely tremendous. So, hey, we are going to have a national anthem, so we'll pause for that, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting set for the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship game. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for Morris, coming in with an overall record of 14-5, 6-2 in the Tri-Valley for head coach Jerry Joy. They start with senior. He's the guy to watch. Number two, Tiger Ross, a dynamic player for the Mustangs. A senior number three, Asa Dugan. A sophomore number four, Ryan Murphy. A senior number five, Keegan Frazier. And a sophomore number 13, Carter Swayer. On the other side for Milford, 15-3 overall, 7-1 in the league, Greg Eggleston, head coach for the Milford Wildcats. They will start with a senior number one, Carter Stevens. A sophomore number three, Christian Lawson, a dynamic guard. Senior number 22, Braden Murphy. He could be the X factor here today. He can shoot from the outside. He's a big body, tough guy to handle. A sophomore number 30, Tanner Greiner. And a junior number 32, Luke Edmonds. Morris is in the navy blue uniforms with the black trim and the white trim. They upset Edmiston, who was the one seed in the semifinals, as Morris came in as the four seed. So they upset Edmiston on the road to get here. Milford comes in after defeating Richfield Springs' Owen D. Young. Milford is the two seed. They are the white uniforms with the purple trim. Says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. And the crowd is rowdy and on their feet. Couple of Mustangs, flags flying on the far side. The mom squad is here, the student section. Oh, you name it. All the fans are out, a lot of purple and a lot of blue here for this one. We're set to go. Asa Dugan will jump it up here for Morris against Braden Murphy for Milford. Both these teams, not a lot of size. We'll see how today ends up. Should be a fun one between the Mustangs and the Wildcats. And Morris will get the opening tip. They go right to left on your radio dial. We're underway in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game live here from Unadilla Valley. Morris going for the three-peat. And Milford trying to get their first one in a long time. Morris to the top of the key. Asa Dugan steps in, got stuck, and they're going to say it's a travel. Going to head back here to Milford.
Milford opened in a 2-3 zone there, and the Morris player went up to shoot, kind of got challenged, and didn't get rid of the ball before he came back down. So an early turnover for the Mustangs.
Here comes Christian Lawson, the dynamic guard here for Milford. Finds Braden Murphy. Banks in a three to start things off. A big smile on his face as he runs back down the floor. It's 3-0. Milford on top. And then stolen. No, taken back here by Morris. It was tipped. And Morris is able to hold on to the possession. Murphy directing traffic here as they set it up. Morris identifying what they want to run. Murphy off a screen, finds Carter Swayer in the corner, it's too far, rebound knocked out of bounds, going to stay with the Mustangs.
Now early in a championship game like this, you want your team to kind of settle in. You want a good possession on the offensive end, a good possession of defense on the defensive end. Both teams are a little excited to be here, you know, good atmosphere.
Carter Swayer for three, left side, he's got it. Big three there for Swayer. Tied 3-3. Last time Milford won the league was 2014. Wanted to pass that along to you. So they're looking for their first one in 10 years. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to Morris. Murphy with the quick hands, and it went off of Christian Lawson and out of bounds.
Yeah, Morris traps the first pass down the court for Milford, and that time Murphy got stuck over there in the corner and didn't really have an outlet. And Morris was able to deflect it, and then it went off a Milford player, so Mustang ball.
Tiger Ross averaging 24 points per game. Comes off a screen. Dishes one here for Carter Swayer. The runner is good on the right side for him.
Nice move.
Makes it 5-3 with 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Morris on top by two. Christian Lawson down into the paint. Pull-up jumper is good. Silky smooth there for Lawson. His first bucket. We're tied 5-5 now with 6:20 to go in the first. Milford paying extra attention here to Tiger Ross as he's back up near midcourt. This is the matchup I'm interested in. Ross against Lawson. 5-5 ball game. Here's Tiger. Stutter steps. Gets down low. Got stuck in a tough spot. Has to bail out. 15 on the shot clock. Back out Ryan Murphy. Holding on to it here. Murphy directing traffic. 8 on the shot clock. They go to Dugan. Right corner. To Keegan Frazier. Pump fakes. Goes back to Carter Swayer. Steps back. A 3 is in and out. Rebound for Frazier. Puts it up. Fading away and hits. Keegan Frazier is able to score, and he's got his first bucket of the night. and Morris leads 7-5 with 5:35 to go first quarter. Milford trying to answer, going left to right. They're in the white with the purple trim. Carter Stevens. Excellent long distance runner. Lost control of it here. Morris looking to run. Murphy pump fakes. Pulls it down. Finds Frazier on the right low block. And they'll say he traveled. So it's going back to Milford. Coach, what about the pace in this early going? What are you seeing?
Well, they're just, both teams are looking to push the ball and get up and down the floor. We've got a little sloppy play, but they'll settle in. Just 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter.
5:15 to go, first quarter. It's Morris 7 and Milford 5. Swinging it over to the far side here for Milford. Christian Lawson steps in the floater. Oh, in and out for the Wildcats. Rebound, Asa Dugan.
Really nice dribble move there by Lawson.
Ross wants to take it inside, and he's fouled. It's going to be on the floor on Christian Lawson as Tiger tried to turn on the jets and go around the corner.
Yeah, just a little body contact there. He wanted to try to keep Ross in front of him, and the official saw it, so he picks up his first foul here early in the first quarter.
Dugan is on the baseline to the left of the hoop, gets it in, finds Keegan Frazier. Back out, Carter Swayer for three, yes! Carter Swayer from downtown. He's got 8 points early. And it's 10-5. Milford with the basketball. Here's Braden Murphy. Holding on to it here for the Wildcats. They go to Carter Stevens straight away. Stevens, the floater in the paint. He got it. Good take there from Stevens.
Yeah, good athletic move and nice finish in the paint.
Makes it 10-7. Frantic pace here as Morris comes back down the floor. It's tapped away and Braden Murphy's got a steal. Murphy chucking one ahead for Lawson. Back to Murphy at the left low block. Turn around, no. Kicks it out for Stevens. Back into the corner for Lawson. Back over to Milford. On the far side, they go to Murphy. His three, back to Lawson, no. Rebound Morris, they're looking to run. Tiger Ross, three in transition, didn't pull the trigger. Instead finds Murphy, and his is a little short. Rebound Milford, and the frantic pace continues with 3:55 to go first quarter. Milford with the basketball, they'll go to Braden Murphy. A three here, left side, is too strong. And a rebound is tracked down by Asa Dugan. Tiger in the corner now. Wants to go to the hoop. Tries to go up and under, and he's fouled with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Just a quick note here. Want to thank our special sponsors, Scotty's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Morris, Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home of Morris and Brookfield, JB's Line Cleaning and Plumbing of Morris, the Gatehouse Coffee and Gift Shop in Morris, and Faithful Friends Pet Crematory of Morris. What'd you see on that foul there for Tiger?
Well, he just drove hard to the basket in transition, and Milford went up to challenge him, and he kind of hung in the air just a little bit longer than the Milford defenders and was able to draw the contact.
Tiger hits the first one at the line. 3:40 to go here in the first, and Tiger will step back in. An amazing story, Tiger Ross, after breaking his leg essentially last year in a game late in the year, had to miss some time for sectionals as Ross hits the second one. But he's been back and healthy, and I know it doesn't feel 100% for him. I had a chance to talk with him early in the year, and he said, it hurts after every game. I have to be really careful with it. As here's Carter Stevens, a straightaway three, and he hits it. And that makes it 12-10. I got to catch up on the score here as Morris leads in a dynamic first quarter here at the Tri-Valley Championship. Again, Morris 12, Milford 10. Here's Ross. Oh, boy, it's going to be a push-off on Tiger as he was trying to create some space.
And that was the correct call, but boy, I'm sure Milford's bench was holding their breath when that whistle blew because that could have been 2-1 Lawson. But boy, this game, compared to the first two games in the MAC, the pace of this game is just up and down, but that's how both teams want to play.
Yeah, these teams like to get out and go. High energy between these two. Here's Christian Lawson, takes it inside. He's denied, but gets the ball back. They'll work it out. Milford trying to reset, but a steal. Ahead for Tiger Ross. He's so good in transition, he puts it up and in. Ross now with four, and Morris leads 14-10 with 2:55 to go first quarter. Carter Stevens, left side, Braden Murphy, NBA range three, died on the front of the rim. Boy, it looked good, though. Rebound Morris, they continue to push. Murphy, stutter step, in the paint, blocked by Carter Stevens, and Milford grabs up the loose ball. Great clean block there. Lawson across midcourt. Little hesitation. Lawson pulls it down, he's double-teamed. Dribbles out of it, tries to throw it off the foot there of Asa Dugan, and is successful in throwing it out of bounds with 2.5 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, good smart play there. Showed his basketball IQ. He recognized that he was going to get trapped, so he bailed himself out by throwing it off the Morris' defender's leg.
You'll know Christian's older sister, Addie Lawson, who was a complete star in her time in the Tri-Valley at Milford. 1,000-point scorer and a great college career at Cobleskill as well. Pass inside here for Morris as they bring it back down the floor after a turnover by Milford. Here's Tiger Ross, right corner. Inside for Asa Dugan, lays it up and in. Morris, their biggest lead at 16-10 in a great first quarter here with 2 minutes to go in the first frame. Here's Braden Murphy, a three. Off the back of the rim this time, and another one possession, one shot and out for Milford. Swear with the rebound, handing it off to Tiger Ross, directing traffic at midcourt. Tiger at the top of the zone, comes off a screen, finds Asa Dugan. He can shoot from out there. Boy, just a little too strong. And the rebound this time for Milford as the shot was off the mark. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Milford across midcourt. Lawson lost it. Ball is loose. Lawson somehow diving on it, gets it back. It's still loose. It's a hot potato. And Milford comes out of the pile with the ball. Carter Stevens to the hoop, and he's fouled. Stevens went right at the hoop with 1:20 to go in this first quarter, and he's fouled.
You know, Milford can take advantage of Morris's aggression by just driving hard to the basket and picking up fouls. I mean, Morris is known, they want to play fast, but they also want to be very frenetic and all over the place. They look to push the ball up and down the floor. Sometimes they make some very quick decisions and careless passes, but sometimes that results in easy baskets and you know, breakouts. So if Milford can attack, maybe get some of the Morris players in foul trouble, it could be a difference in the game here.
Carter Stevens, one out of two at the line, and a rebound here for Morris. I feel like Milford has been very willing to go right at the hoop, that's for sure. 16-11 with 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. A pass down low for Hoyt, who's into the game. Mark Hoyt subbed in there for Keegan Frazier. Missed the shot, but Morris keeps it alive with a minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Asa Dugan. Pass to the inside, turnaround shot here off the front of the rim for Swayer. Rebound Milford. Big possession here for the Wildcats, down 16-11 late first quarter. Lawson in the paint, kicks one out, Carter Stevens. And he was stripped of the ball by Tiger Ross. Home run pass ahead, but Milford gets back in time and got that ball. Ross took it and just kind of threw it over his shoulder, hoping somebody could get to it. Murphy finds Lawson. Corner three for Milford. Yes, for Lawson.
Good extra pass there by Murphy. He could have very easily shot that, but recognized his teammate had a better look than he did. Extra pass usually results in a basket.
16-14, Morris on top by two. Swayer, a corner three for Morris. It's an air ball and a rebound now for Milford.
Murphy's been doing a great job on that far side rebounding for the Wildcats.
Talk about an injury story. Murphy had to miss a lot of the season with a very bad ankle sprain, but he has been hot in the second half since coming back. Carter Stevens for three. That died on the back of the rim. And Morris isn't going to get a shot off in time. First quarter in the books. Tri-Valley Boys Championship here from UV. Morris leads Milford 16-14. We got a barn burner, folks. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Rich Turnbull doing the stats. And Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney to start the second quarter. A shot here from Christian Lawson, no good, and the frantic pace continues. And Morris throws it away off the hands of Carter Swayer and out of bounds. Morris leads 16-14.
See, that's a perfect example. That pass looked like it was there. It really wasn't. You could have completed it and probably gotten a foul or a layup, but because you threw that pass, you now turn the ball over and give Milford a chance to come back down and tie the score or take the lead on a three here.
I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, Otigo Family Dental in Otigo and Oneonta, SFCU, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Milford with the ball. Christian Lawson stuck in the corner. Has to kick it back out. Milford slowing it down a little bit here on this possession. Shot clock's at 15. Lawson comes off a screen. Down low, up off the glass. Oh, just missed it.
And Morris has come out here in the second quarter, and they're playing man-to-man defense.
Milford back on defense. Here is Tiger Ross. Wants to go inside, and a circus shot that won't go down. Popped off the front of the rim. He's going back to the line. And Tiger heading to the line. He's got 4 points here. Both teams can't keep up this pace, could they,
no.
Coach? No way.
I mean, you think about Morris. I think they subbed one player in the first quarter. So how, I mean, unless they've done a lot of running at practice, how are they going to keep this up?
Tiger Ross hits the first shot at the line. It could be a game of who's got more gas in the tank. And the second shot is up and good for Ross. Remind me to ask you something during the break when we go. See if we want to bring it up later or not. And now a steal here by Morris. Back down the floor. Ryan Murphy setting it up into the corner for Swayer. Three, yes. Carter Swayer with 11 points.
Nice dribbling and a real nice pass to the corner there by Murphy.
21-14 with 6:45 to go, second quarter. Carter Stevens, a deep three. That's off the back of the rim. A rebound for Asa Dugan. And Morris is back in business to Tiger Ross. Little spin move for Tiger, kicking it back out for Ryan Murphy. Murphy into the paint, back for Tiger. And Morris settles in. Carter Swayer down low, and he's having the first half of his life. Off the glass and good. 13 for Carter. And Morris leads 23-14.
That matches his jersey number.
6:15 to go, second quarter. Backdoor cut here for Braden Murphy. Hits it and he's fouled. And that's just what Milford needed to get back into this. A great cut and finish there for Murphy. How can Milford kind of slow this down and make sure they don't get into too big of a hole here, Coach?
Well, they need to keep doing a good job of getting back in transition against Morris because Morris wants to run, and they just need to string together some stops and a couple baskets. I mean, right now they're down 7, but with this free throw they can cut it to 6, so that's still only 2 possessions.
Murphy gets that to go. He's got 6, and it's 23-17 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now we got a jump ball. Yes.
Great hustle.
Yeah,
great
Lawson
hustle.
Getting on the floor there.
Morris is going to keep possession, though. You know, you mentioned that who's going to run out of gas. Well, you got the poster down there underneath the Morris basket that says all gas, no breaks. So maybe that tells you your answer, what they want to do.
I love all the signs that both sides brought in for this game. Tri-Valley always seems to really decorate very well.
My favorite one I've seen so far is a Morris spectators up there, and it says, Jerry Joy, best dressed in the Tri-Valley.
I do know. That's his wife up there.
I know it
is. So maybe she's a little biased. Who knows? 23-17 as Morris threw that ball away. Again, they just give up some of those type of plays there by just the frantic pace that they play with. Carter Stevens to the hoop. He's fouled. And Milford going back to the line.
But I do think that's what, like I said earlier, that's what Milford needs to do. They need to take advantage of Morris's aggression and drive to the hoop. Not only do you pick up a foul, might get somebody in foul trouble, but now you also give your guys a chance to, like, catch a breath here.
Stevens at the line cannot get the first one to go.
But you have to convert when you get to that free throw line.
Yeah, if you're Milford right now, you need everything you can get to try to get back into this game. Second shot is good for Carter Stevens. He has 7. And it's 23-18. Morris boys leading Milford the Tri-Valley Championship. Our third game of the day. We're doing 4 total. Brian Murphy dribbled it out of bounds. And it's going back to Milford.
Milford changed up their defense there. Did a little half-court trap, and it forced Morris into a poor decision and a turnover, and got a new possession here for Milford.
Here's Carter Stevens. Finds Murphy. Left side three. Too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up here by Morris. And an outlet pass here for Ryan Murphy. Murphy in the backcourt will walk it forward across the UV Storm logo here at Unadilla Valley in front of a packed house. Left side now for Murphy. Finds Swayer in the corner. Could he get another? No, too strong. Rebound is tracked down there by Jonah Baldo, who's into the game. Stolen away, though, by Christian Lawson. Lawson in transition and is fouled as he took it to the hoop. Was fouled from behind. Couldn't get the shot to go, but will head to the line.
Good steal. I'd like to see him jump step there and go up strong off of 2 feet and get the and one there, but got a trip to the line here with an opportunity to cut it to three.
And to the line, Christian Lawson, the dynamic sophomore, and he gets the first one to go. I've known Christian Lawson since he was the little guy at halftime when he was in second and third grade. Anytime that ball rack was anywhere near a court, he's out there. Wanted to shoot at halftime, always at the Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, looking to play. Just that kid who will always be out there. As he goes 2 for 2 at the line there, he's got 7 points. It's a 3-point game. Milford's chipped back in, and now Morris throws it away. 5 minutes to go in the second. A little miscommunication.
Well, sometimes when you have a team that likes to go fast up and down, if all of a sudden you put a press on them, it kind of makes them speed up a little more or slow down enough that they start to make turnovers. So you're just changing the pace of the game. The trap here by Milford and then a little full-court press has resulted in 2 turnovers, 2 extra possessions for the Wildcats.
Timeout on the floor. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Morris leads 23-20 over Milford in the Tri-Valley Championship on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, guess who? Carter Swayer, 16 in the first half, and that puts Morris back up 26-20. They came down, found him in the corner, and he buried it. That's one of those things. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Yes, you have Tiger Ross. Yes, you have Christian Lawson. Who are those other guys that are going to step up? And that's him.
Who's the supporting cast that's, you know, going to have a great game or, you know, come out and make some big plays that you don't expect?
Jonah Baldo comes on as Swayer's going to get a little breather on the bench here.
Yeah, he's got 2 fouls, so trying to protect him for the second half.
Milford gets it in, down 6. Turnaround shot here from Carter Stevens is short. Asa Dugan the rebound. Ahead for Ryan Murphy. Murphy at the top of the key, a 3. Yes, for Murphy. Got it. Ryan Murphy, his first basket, and it's back up to 9. 29-20 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nice run here by the Mustangs. There's Christian Lawson, almost got it to go. Was fouled in the paint as he put that up. And Murphy's going to head back, or Lawson, excuse me, will head to the line. Coach Joy pleading with the Zebra crew right in front of us here. 4 minutes to go in the second. This will send Lawson to the line. Lawson's first shot is good.
So Coach Joy is saying that his defender had legal guarding position, and the official is saying, well, from my vantage point, I saw him bump from chest to chest a little bit there.
Timeout taken by Milford. We'll step away. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Morris Boyd lead Milford 29-21 in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship game here from UV on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions, so make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Some other special sponsors for our broadcast today include the Gatehouse Coffee and Gift Shop in Morris, a great new spot that you can go visit there. Scotty's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Morris. Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home of Morris and Brookfield, always very supportive. JB's Line Cleaning and Plumbing of Morris, and Faithful Friends Pet Crematory, also of Morris. Want to thank Main Street Paint and Hardware in Sydney, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, VEP Waldron's Appliance and Floor Covering in Sydney, and of course, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Out of the timeout, here's Christian Lawson into the right corner with 3:55 to go in this second quarter. Little pass down low. Milford puts it up off the glass. It's too strong, and a rebound for Morris. Tiger Ross shot out of a cannon. Left side, Ross missed the layup. Murphy was coming in at a tough angle, and now they swing it back down the floor. Into the corner for Jonah Baldo. Both teams scrambling for it. Morris comes out of there. Great hustle by Baldo back down the floor. And here's Murphy in transition. Feeds one for Ross in the corner for three. It's too strong. And on the floor, both teams scrambling for it there. That was a hectic sequence.
This almost looked like a hockey game out there.
It really did. I mean, into the corner, back the other way. I mean, just a track meet. I'm impressed because both teams are still keeping up.
And what I mentioned before, for the next 3 minutes and 26 seconds, any foul by Morris is going to send Milford to the line. So Milford has been taking the ball to the hoop, picking up the fouls on the Mustangs, and they'll get some free trips to the free throw line if they continue with that strategy.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. Morris boys lead 29-21. Tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Milford. Can the Wildcats of Milford put on a little run here to close it up before the halftime break? We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in a few minutes as well, so stay tuned for that. Still got 3:15 to go here, second quarter. Live from UV. Ball out of bounds. Oh, staying with Milford. Looks like it went off of Braden Murphy, but the officials say last touch by Morris. Carter Stevens will do the inbounding. And he'll feed one back into the corner from Lawson. Kicks one back out. Braden Murphy for three. In and out. Rebound Morris. Frazier finding Tiger Ross. In transition. Ross the step through, and he's fouled. With 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Ross will head to the line. Ross has made a living here at the foul line so far, 6 points. He was very cold in the first half of the semifinal game against Edmiston. First shot for Ross here at the line is good. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Ross back to the line here with 3 minutes to go in the second. He got so hot in the second half there, ended with 27 against Edmiston total in that semifinal upset. And Ross gets the second one to go. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 31-21. Milford with the ball coming across midcourt. Here's Christian Lawson, the step back, and Ross took it away from him. Tiger in transition and missed the layup, but Jonah Baldo was right there. Second chance, no. Third chance, yes for Tiger. And he's up to 10.
Good stick-to-itiveness there to stick with it, get a couple rebounds and another chance.
And now a steal. No, Milford's able to hang on. Carter Stevens tries to take it inside and scores. Good take there from Stevens. And it's Morris 33, Milford 23.
Steal here by Milford, too. Lawson.
Steal by Milford. Stevens to the hoop, and he scores.
Little 11. Momentum shift here.
11 now for Carter Stevens, and it's 33-25. Back down the floor. Here's Tiger Ross to the hoop. Missed it. Jonah Baldo a rebound, but they're going to say...
offensive foul on the rebound.
Wow, yeah. Baldo gets whistled for the infraction there. So it's 33-25. Morris boys on top of Milford with 2 minutes left here, second quarter.
That sequence there with the quick 4 points for Milford, that I wonder if they're going to shoot on this, but that's an offensive foul, so it's considered player control. So I don't think that's a shooting foul. I think that's what the officials are talking about right now.
So they're getting together to chat this over.
I think they're wondering if it's an offensive foul or is it like a dead ball foul. They're going to shoot on
They're going to shoot. Wow.
Wow.
All right, so they got together and had a good chat about that. Coach Joy, I think, wants an explanation. He's going to send Christian Lawson to the line.
Now they're going to discuss who the shooter is.
All right, so they're going to change the shooter from Lawson to Tanner Griner here.
Usually when this happens, the person they change to makes both. So you're, why did we change?
Griner steps in. No points so far. He misses the first one. And the second one coming here with just over 2 minutes to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you here. Second shot is good. One out of two for Griner.
Yeah, good job there to get one out of two. The first one was just a little short.
33-26. Here's Tiger back down the floor. We got a block here on Milford. 2:05 to go here in the second quarter. Foul on Wyatt March.
Milford really wanted to charge there. I just don't think he was set. That's one you'd like to see the instant replay and slow-mo, but officials don't have that, and that's the hardest call in all of basketball, the block charge. So,
Asa Dugan to the left of the hoop will look to get it in. Floats one up to Ryan Murphy straight away. To Dugan, back in the corner. Yes, for Dugan. Well done. You think that was America's out-of-bounds play or kind of a take on it?
It was America's out-of-bounds play.
Gotta
always
love that.
Always works. You'd think by now the coaches would have a defense in against that, but just work. Why change it if it's not broke?
And Dugan was right there to nail it. Gives Morris a 36-26 advantage here with a 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Carter Stevens, no. Rebound for Morris. They only had, I believe it was, single-digit points in the semifinal game in the first half. That game was like 15-8 at the half. And here's Ryan Murphy. It's a far cry from that today as they put up 36 so far. Into the corner now, still crazy hectic pace. Milford is going to get a steal into the backcourt. Boy, we got bodies flying everywhere, and it turns out to be a travel. I don't even know how you announce that. You got guys diving, jumping over each other.
Yeah, even this frenetic pace, it makes it hard to broadcast. I feel like you can't catch your breath.
No, you really can't. People always ask me how I broadcast hockey for so long before I started doing this. As here's Carter Stevens. He lost it. Got this back. Hockey's got a very specific flow to it. This, no flow. It's all over the place. Hectic. Ball out of bounds. Going back to Morris. With 1:10 to go here in the second quarter, and Morris leading 36-26. It's fun to watch, though. If you're a fan in the stands, this is entertaining basketball. Maybe not the prettiest, but certainly entertaining. Asa Dugan into the corner, tapped away, scooped up by Milford. As a opposing coach, I don't know how you would prepare for something like this because it's just crazy at times. Here's Carter Stevens, a floater in the paint. No Dugan, a rebound, 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Ross in transition, behind the back dribble, into the corner for Ryan Murphy, a three, no. Keegan Frazier, the rebound, that won't go. Tiger comes swooping in and grabs it up, pulls it out. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Bounce pass to Swayer. Down low for Tiger through his hands. He couldn't hold on to it. And Milford will come away with 25 seconds left before the half. Braden Murphy pushes it out. Wants a three, pump fakes, feeds it through. Intercepted and taken away by Morris. They're looking to push. 15 seconds left. Second quarter, Swayer, another three. Is it possible? Yes! 19 for Swayer. And it's 39-26, a steal with 2 seconds left, and then a travel by Tiger as he tried. He didn't think he was going to have enough time to get the layup. He tried a three and shuffled his feet. Less than a second left here in the second quarter, and the pace continues to be up and down.
Yeah, a lot of guys with their hands on their knees here, kind of.
And Carter Stevens is going to go run cross-country in college. He's phenomenal. He's got his hands on his knees. Half-court heave for Milford at the buzzer is no good. And it's 39-26 at the break. Morris in control at the half. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Again, 39-26 at the half. Morris Boys on top of Milford here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why...
Lovebox, 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course sponsored by Morabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Joined by a special guest here at halftime, Franklin Shannon Kingsbury. You know, we've had you on halftime before. We've had you on the Nate Law podcast, but wanted your take on this Tri-Valley game. I know you're here for the girls later, obviously, as well, but what a frantic game for you as a neutral party watching. What'd you think?
It was actually insane in just how fast they're moving up the court, the turnovers, the steals, just all in for this.
Yeah. No, all in for this game. Very impressive so far here as Tiger Ross, 10 points for Morris. Carter Swayer, 5 threes, 19 points for Morris on that side. 11 for Carter Stevens for Milford, 8 for Christian Lawson, 6 for Braden Murphy. We'll get your thoughts on the girls. Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Skaneve is coming up next. What are your thoughts? You've played both of those teams. Going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough matchup. I think that, obviously, Cherry Valley has the size, but Skaneve, if they're shooting good, they're shooting good. So it'll be interesting.
I don't know how Skaneve's will keep Cherry Valley off the boards. That's one thing I'm interested in. But the Skaneve guards, the Burton twins, are certainly a tough matchup. I'm interested to see how all that goes. So how has the Franklin season been going? You guys have been hot going into sectionals here. A couple of big nights for you. I think you've moved back up into fourth or third on the scoring list here locally. And again, we've mentioned it before, leading scorer for soccer in the area. But you're still doing it on the basketball court. How's things been going?
It's definitely been a little different this season. Obviously, we improved a lot from last year. We made sectionals this year, and I think that was our goal from the beginning, was to make sectionals this year, and obviously it came down to the last two games, but that was our goal, and now we see how we go from here.
How tough was the Tri-Valley top to bottom this year in terms of night in and night out playing all these good teams?
I think it was definitely really hard this year, and just how... It's crazy to see how good the Tri-Valley has gotten. And, I mean, even for soccer, it's just nonstop great playing. The top of the Tri-Valley was, I mean, we looked at it at the beginning of the season. It was anyone could take the Tri-Valley chip any day.
It's crazy. At any given time this year in the state rankings, there would be four or five Tri-Valley girls teams in the Class D state rankings, including Edmiston Morris, who's not even here today, that was ranked one for much of the season.
Yeah.
They got upset by Cherry Valley Springfield in the semifinals. So it's been tough. And you've been balancing your travel soccer. You weren't even supposed to be in town this weekend.
No, I wasn't.
Where were you going to be?
I was going to be in right by Philly in Pennsylvania, but they were supposed to get a bunch of snow, and they had it outside, so they couldn't do it this weekend.
Didn't break your heart, though?
I was happy I could be here. I mean, for Melissa Jakeway's induction, I was super excited that I could be here for that.
I was going to say, the two Tri-Valley Hall of Fame inductees that we'll be doing today, Rich Westcott from Skaneve and Melissa Jakeway, who, if you are a track person locally, just phenomenal what she did for Cherry Valley Springfield over the years in terms of setting up all the meets and the timing. And the Jakeway family, just in general, I know you play for her son at Franklin. He's your coach. But what does she mean to not only the CVS community, now the Franklin community, and just Tri-Valley as a whole?
I think that, I mean, obviously she did so much at Cherry Valley, but, I mean, for Franklin, she's just done so much in these couple years that she's been around us, and it's just been, she's always there. Like, I mean, she kept booked for us the other night, and I had, like, I got my nerves worked up, and I just broke down, and she was right there automatically. So it was just like, and then I kind of, like, hit my head, and, like, her and Jordan, they're always there.
Yeah.
And it's just... shows how small communities, and like even at Cherry Valley, I know they're still close. I mean, it just shows how small communities can come together.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've been around the Tri-Valley for a long time. Jordan's already in the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame, and now Melissa this year, so well-deserved for the Jayquays. So, Shannon, thanks for coming over to join us, and enjoy the rest of the games. All right, we'll take a break. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg is back with me here. Greg Bonskowski. I'm Nate Lowell. Started the second half. Sorry to kick you out there again, Coach.
Hey, that's all right. No worries.
Nice of Shannon to come over and chat with us. I think we're going to have a special guest during the girls' game as well, as Jeff Maliner is here covering for Empire State Takeover. And, I mean, he sees more girls' basketball than anybody in the state. So we'll love to get his thoughts on the girls' game later. All right, Morris, boys leading 39-26 here at the break, as we just get underway in the third quarter, I should say, live from Unadilla Valley here. Morris now going left to right in the blue, the royal blue with the white trim. Tiger, that ball's on a string, takes it down low and scores.
Milford opens here in the third quarter with man-to-man. It'll be interesting to see if Morris stays hot from the perimeter.
12 points now for Tiger Ross in a 41-26 ball game. Pass down low, blocked here by Keegan Frazier. And an outlet pass back up the floor for Morris. It's been Morris's afternoon, that's for sure. A shot for Ryan Murphy, deflected. Milford comes away with it. A pass ahead for Carter Stevens. Stevens to the hoop. Little up and under. Dishes it off. Griner with the shot. That won't go. Morris a rebound. Two missed opportunities there for Milford. Morris will pull it out. Here's Ross on the left side. Ross, behind the back dribble, lost control of it. Good defense and pressure there from Milford to make him turn it over. Murphy down the left side of the floor, wants to take it in. It's blocked by Keegan Frazier.
He shot that with his inside hand. If he had shot it with his outside hand, I think he'd be going to the free throw line for a couple of shots. By shooting it with the inside hand, he brought the ball closer to the defender.
You know, I've seen that a lot today. Just kind of a lot of players' unwillingness to use the right hand as they go up. And here is Murphy to the hoop, and he's fouled.
I think he got an over-the-back on Morris.
Oh, on the rebound, we get an over-the-back. Murphy went flying out of bounds and didn't get the call.
It looked like there was a foul, but I think it wasn't called because he was out of control.
6:50 to go here in the third. And Carter picks up his third foul in the process. So 5 threes, 19 points for him in the first half. An amazing showing. But he'll have to spend some time on the bench right now. Christian Lawson splits two defenders, takes it inside, and is fouled hard on the right low block. And he's able to bounce up. And he'll head to the line. You know, I was a little disappointed that the Milford boys all year have worn temporary tattoos during their games.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been very funny to see the photos. And I thought for sure they would do it today. And they didn't, so... As he's at the line, and it's good. Christian with 9 points. I mean, big, like, ridiculous
like
one.
Like arm sleeves?
Oh, arm sleeves. Yeah, really? You name it. And they'll put it on the legs, on the arm. It's been funny to see from. I know a lot of people probably don't love that, but I think they were just having a good time. I guess they didn't decide to do it. Had to focus in today. So Christian Lawson goes 2 for 2 at the line. It's 41-28. Here's Tiger Ross inside, taking it strong. Missed it. Ball is loose. Braden Murphy with a rebound. Murphy ahead now for Christian Lawson. He's trying to take over. Dishes one back. Braden Murphy, corner three. Yes.
What a great pass by Lawson to know that that's where Murphy was going to be.
It's a 41-31 ball game. Milford's not going to go quietly here in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship live from UV. Tiger Ross on the right side. Over to Dugan. A three for him. Buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound Christian Lawson. He's tripped up. And a foul on Morris. With 6:05 to go in the third, and it feels like the start of a momentum shift here.
Yeah, that was a big play when Lawson went and got to the line, kind of got him started. And then for him to find Murphy in that corner for that three with the over-the-head kind of no-look pass, one of the best assists I've seen in a long time for a high school kid.
That was great. What a dish. 6 minutes to go in the third. Milford trying to claw their way back into it. What a steal by Morris. Up top, Ryan Murphy. Good extra bounce pass. Finds Jonah Baldo, who puts it in.
A little bit of a lazy pass there by Milford across the top of the defense there, and Murphy made him pay.
Morris, 43. Milford, 31. Milford throws one into the corner. We got a foul on Keegan Frazier with 5:40 to go here in this third quarter. Want to thank all our special sponsors, of course, for all four games here today. We appreciate their support. They include Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, Shenango Sales in Green, Marabito Energy Products, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, as well as Just House Building Supply in Sydney Center. Murphy, right side three, Braden's shot falls in. Shooter's touch there for Braden Murphy.
Something to keep an eye on here. Both Frazier and Swayer have three fouls, and Morris has four fouls with 5 minutes to go here in the third period. Next, every foul from this point forward, Milford will shoot two.
Asa Dugan, a pull-up jumper. That's too strong. Tiger Ross into the land of the trees. He's got a rebound. Inside for Keegan Frazier. A fall-away shot won't go. Morris, another rebound with Tiger Ross. He'll pull it out. Getting pressured here by Christian Lawson. Tiger, little give and go. Gets it back. A little up and under shot. Hits it and is fouled. The reverse layup. Got all the contact and finishes. And he's got 14. And Morris leads 45-34 with just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
Every time Milford seems to have the momentum, Morris comes up with a play. A few moments ago, Murphy had a steal and then a nice pass to Baldo, kind of squashed the momentum. And it looked like Milford was going to have a chance there to get a couple rebounds and go to the other end. And Ross comes up with a very athletic finish.
Tiger to the line, and he hits it. 15. Now for Tiger Ross. And it's 46-34. Christian Lawson, top of the key. Leaving it now for Carter Stevens. Into the paint, dishing one off for Griner, and his left-handed layup won't go. And Morris comes out of the fray with the basketball. Ahead for Tiger Ross. And a little up and under for Tiger. It's good. 17 now for Tiger. And a timeout taken by Milford. A big run there for Morris. They lead 48-34. With 4:37 to go in the third quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. It's 48-34 with 4:35 to go in this third quarter. And the Morris boys are on top. Milford with the basketball. Braden Murphy, a jumper, short, buckled on the side of the rim. And Morris brings it back down the floor. Into the corner. Asa Dugan for three. Yes. Asa from outside. He's got eight. And Morris leads 51-34. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Christian Lawson, a straightaway three. That's no good. Dugan a rebound. Ahead now for Ryan Murphy. Back to Tiger Ross, left side. Ross settles in. A jumper off the back. Both teams wrestling for the rebound. Milford will come away. Up the floor on the left side. Christian Lawson into the paint. Little up and under for Christian. No. And another rebound for Asa Dugan. Boy, he's been windexing the glass. Now to Tiger. Inside, can't get the left-handed layup to go. And then the ball out of bounds. It will stay. No, it's going back to Milford. Want to thank all our special sponsors, of course, throughout today's game, including Scotty's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Morris, the Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home of Morris and Brookfield, JB's Line Cleaning and Plumbing of Morris, the Gatehouse Coffee and Gift Shop in Morris, and Faithful Friends Pet Crematory of Morris. All very great sponsors here for today's Tri-Valley game. Here's Carter Stevens taking it inside. And a foul here on Morris with 3:25 left. And what do you sense from Milford here? Are they starting to see that this is a big hole?
Well, I think they're getting a little frustrated, but they got to keep doing what they just did there. I mean, like I said earlier, every foul they're going to go to the line that'll allow them to catch their breath, put points on the clock or on the board with the clock stopped. So that's their friend. They also have two players, starters from Morris that have three fouls. So keep attacking, keep trying to do one play at a time. See what happens. There's a lot of game left.
Stevens goes one out of two. He's got 12 at the line. He's got 12 total. He's got one out of two at the line there. Back down the floor. Dugan for three for Morris. It's short. Dugan gets his own rebound, followed his shot to Baldo. Back out, Tiger Ross, straight away three. No, off the side of the rim. Mark Hoyt puts it up off a rebound, and it was short. And now Milford comes away with it. Christian Lawson in transition. Nice spin move and the finish in the paint for Lawson. What a play. 12 for Christian. He does things like that, it just makes you raise your eyebrows. Tiger Ross back over to Asa Dugan. What a pass. And the three is good for Asa. 11 now for Asa. 54-37, I should say. Morris boys on top of Milford with 2:40 to go in the third. Braden Murphy back up top to Christian Lawson. Lawson comes off a screen, down low, the little up and under won't go, and guess who? Dugan, another rebound. He has been sensational, doing the little things. To Tiger Ross, who has 17. Tiger with the pass to Mark Hoyt. Turnaround shot is good. And Hoyt at the foul line and gets it to go.
He was a little surprised that that went in. He was certainly happy it went in.
Yeah, he turned around like, I just did that. 56-37 to score. Here's Braden Murphy in the corner.
They can't leave him that open. He'll make that.
15 for Braden. And it's 56-40. And now a kick ball here by Carter Stevens.
Now, I know Morris is up 16, but the style of play that they play, they're going to keep pushing the ball. They're going to keep taking quick shots. They're going to keep not running a lot of time off the shot clock. If Milford can get stops and score some points, they can get back in this game.
Here is Ryan Murphy at the top of the key. Had his pocket picked there by Christian Lawson. Milford in transition. Carter Stevens takes it inside, and we got a charge. Setting his feet there was Jonah Baldo, who's had some big minutes off the bench here. Just doing little stuff, rebounds and hustle plays. He's been great.
We talked about that earlier. You know, sometimes in these big games like this, it's the complementary or the role player, the supporting cast that needs to step up and have a big night. I mean, you got that play there by Baldo, and how many points does Swayer have?
19.
So, I mean, coming into the game, I don't think we were counting on that.
I've gotten a couple of texts today from people who I know are out there in the scouting world looking at this game for sectional saying, who the heck is that kid? Because he's had it. He's had the magic touch here today. Here is Murphy. Pulls it down. Braden finding Carter Stevens. Launches a three right side, in and out. And Baldo, a rebound for Morris. 1:15 to go in the third. And it's 56-40. Cross midcourt. Pull up, Tiger Ross. Yes. Tiger has 20. And it's 59-40 with a minute to go here in the third. Christian Lawson for three. Yes, he answers back. 15 for Lawson. 59-43. And across the midcourt timeline here for Morris. Here is Ryan Murphy to Tiger Ross. Ross is in and banks it home. 22 now. And we can safely say that Tiger Ross is now 1 point away from his 1,000 points. Lawson with a turnaround jumper, and he hits it. Lawson's got 17, and it's 61-45. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Tiger Ross. Got the ball near midcourt. He's got 22 points coming in. He needed 23 here for Morris to join the 1K club. Mark Hoyt, turnaround shot. He got it again at the foul line. 63-45. Morris on top. Milford wants to kick it out. And can they get the shot off before the buzzer? They do from Carter Stevens. No. Three quarters in the books. It's 63-45. Morris boys in control of the Tri-Valley Championship on top of Milford. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 63-45. We start the fourth quarter live from UV. The Morris boys are on top here of Milford. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. On the baseline, ball was taken away, and Morris has it. Here's Ryan Murphy in transition, finds Tiger Ross, stutter steps, kicks one back out, and nobody was home. Morris is going to have to chase it into the backcourt, and it'll be an over and back here on the Mustang.
I got a new favorite sign from the Morris section there. Jonah Baldo, I don't know if it's a mom, a sister, but it's a sign that says, number 10, get that ball, dough. Very creative. Bonus points for that sign.
I like that. I saw that on the far side just now. That's well done. So we start the fourth quarter. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream. Brought to you by SFCU. Here is Braden Murphy. Him and Lawson have been tremendous here for the Wildcats. Add in Carter Stevens, too. Those are the three-headed monster here. They go to the far side now. They're going to have a big fourth quarter to try to chip away at this. Braden Murphy wants a three and got it. 18 for him.
If he gets his feet set and his shoulders square, he's one of the better shooters I've seen. I really like his form.
63-48. A three in the corner for Swayer is good. Another one for him.
That's six?
Six threes, and he's got 22 points. Christian Lawson trying to answer, and does. 20 now for Lawson. Just trading threes here, both sides. It's 66-51. Swayer, no way again. Yes! Unbelievable. 25 and seven threes in the championship game for Carter. 69-51. Here's Lawson taking it to the hoop. That's no good. And then the ball out of bounds. 6:40 to go here, fourth quarter. 69-51. Morris boys on top. And the shooting display here in the Tri-Valley Championship, pretty incredible.
But again, like I said, you know, they're ahead 69-51, and there's no breaks. They're living by that poster down there, and they don't make them. They could open the door and allow Milford to get back in the game here.
A three here for the Wildcats from Griner on the far side won't go. Ball out of bounds.
And you have to give credit to both teams. There's been no let-up in the pace of this game.
No, there really hasn't.
It's just been up and down.
Timeout taken. We'll take a break. Morris 69, Milford 51 here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski here with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Again, a 1,000 special sponsors here for this game. We love having them all, including Scotty's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Morris, the Gatehouse Coffee and Gift Shop in Morris, JB's Line Cleaning and Plumbing, Johnston and Stanimer Funeral Home, and Faithful Friends Pet Crematory of Morris. All here to support the Wildcats and the Mustangs today. Out of the timeout. Wildcats had the ball here. Milford's Christian Lawson in the paint. Missed the shot, and we'll have a foul. How about that rebounding stat there, Coach?
Oh, at the start of the fourth quarter here, Morris had 34 team rebounds, and Milford had 7. So you just stop and think about that. Think about how many extra opportunities Morris has had just by their offensive rebounding. And that's a foul here on Swayer. That's his fourth with 6:26 to go.
So Swayer with 25 is going to have a seat here. But he's had the game of his life, that's for sure.
And, I mean, that stat also shows that Milford's not getting a lot of second-chance opportunities.
Here's Christian Lawson hanging in the paint. He hits. And he'll go to the line. 22 now for Christian Lawson. So we got four guys, two for each team. Two guys for Morris, one for Milford, but Braden Murphy does have 18, so he's right there, hovering around that 20-point plateau.
Stevens have?
Stevens has 12. Rebound here for Milford off the miss at the line, and Carter takes it inside, make it 14. Now for him. Tiger Ross, again, still just 1 point away from 1,000 points. And Jerry Joy would like to take a timeout here. Morris coach. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Morris boys lead 69-55 Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Just about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Don't forget the Tri-Valley Championship game for the girls coming up after this. 69-55 here is the Morris boys leading Milford. Our nightcap will be the Cherry Valley Springfield girls taking on Skanivas. Tiger still 1 point away from 1,000. We'll see if he can get it here somewhere in this fourth quarter. Asa Dugan, a pull-up shot. That's no good. Second chance is out of bounds. We couldn't quite see through the screen there of Jim Brady, the referee, and Jerry Joy, the Morris coach, but we see that it goes out of bounds. Dugan will inbound it, finds Mark Hoyt, tapped out of his hands, comes back up to Murphy. Murphy for a pull-up from the foul line, no. Trying to chase down his own rebound, couldn't get it, though. Ahead for Christian Lawson. Morris trying to hustle back on defense, but Lawson is there, and he has 24.
Great body control there by him when he went up. Ross was trying to block a shot, and he just hung in the air a little longer.
69-57, and Morris throws it away, and here we go, Coach.
Yeah, see, these are the plays that I just sometimes scratch my head at. You have a 12-point lead, and you're throwing a one-handed pass from the other side of half court.
Milford hanging around, trying to get back into this game. Now a steal by Ryan Murphy. Shot out of a cannon. Murphy misses the shot, and then he's fouled. Tiger was right there looking for a putback on the rebound if it popped free.
But then on the other hand, I think Morris thinks, well, we play so hard, we're just going to get it. We'll get a turnover on the defensive end, and then we'll beat him down the court and score.
It would be an interesting case study of analytics. You know, like what works better, just all gas, no breaks, or playing the old style, you know, where, hey, we're going to work a little clock and work it around and take possessions, and it'd be interesting for sure. Here's Ryan Murphy at the line, hits the first.
I think at some point throughout your season there comes a time where the time, score, and situation matter. But
I agree.
They certainly have had some success with this style of play, so you can't fault it there.
Well, we've seen Morris have a lot of success, but on the nights where it doesn't work, it can be puzzling. So I guess you live and die by it as Murphy hits two out of two, and they lead 71-57. Morris on top of Milford. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter here at the Tri-Valley Championship. Christian Lawson into the corner now. Braden Murphy, another three. Got it.
We're down to 11 with 5 minutes to go.
Murphy with 21. I can't wait to see the final tally on threes in this game. It's been raining threes.
You have to give Milford credit. They're not going away. They could have packed their bags up a couple times, and they're just playing.
Baldo finds Ross, pump fakes, gets down low, and misses the layup. Rolled off. And Milford a rebound, ahead for Christian Lawson, and that's blocked as Ryan Murphy went hustling back and was able to just knock it out of bounds with 4:45 left. Another timeout's going to be taken here by Morris. So we'll step away. Morris ahead by 11, 71-60, Boys Tri-Valley Championship here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
4:45 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski. You never know what you're going to get with these championship games.
No.
You and I have seen a lot of them over the last few years, and they always seem to come down to some crazy plays. And now a steal out of the timeout by Morris. Ryan Murphy.
Great tip and hustle to get to that ball by Murphy.
Murphy's going to pull it out here. Reset. They go to Swayer, far side, another one. No way. Oh, off the back of the rim.
Looked good.
Did look good. Steal by Murphy. No, they get him for the reach-in near midcourt for Morris. With 4.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Morris leading by 11, but they always say that 10-point lead is very dangerous.
And that timeout by Coach Joy there with 4:45 to go, it looked like he brought his guys together. He put Frazier and Swayer back in, and it looked like to me like he said, hey, we got a little bit over 4 minutes to go to be Tri-Valley champs. Let's get it done.
Steal now by Morris. Ryan Murphy over midcourt. Finds Tiger. Pulls up on the baseline. Underneath. The shot is in and out. And a rebound for Milford. It's that 1,000-point curse, I think. Steal right back, though, by Morris. Murphy in transition. Tries to take it to the hoop and scores. Ryan Murphy gets that bucket to go. And then taken away, we got a foul on Ryan Murphy back in transition.
Milford's got to continue to look for the threes if they're open, but they got to keep going to the basket. Every foul from here on out, Milford's going to shoot two shots.
Ryan Murphy, the fourth Murphy brother. If you've been listening to us for the last 10 years, you've heard the name Murphy for Morris for a long time, and they've all been tremendous. Milford Boys trying to get it in. Boy, is it a five-second call? It is. They couldn't get it in time. With 3:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Milford a little frustrated on that they couldn't get it in. There was some miscommunication. And Morris will bring it over midcourt here with Tiger Ross. Again, he's 1 point away from his 1,000 points with 3:48 left. You're not too concerned. He's a senior. They got sectionals. He's going to get it. But, as you know, Coach, could be special to get it in the Tri-Valley Championship game, as one of your guys did a few years ago.
Yep. I was thinking about that earlier.
Hunter Lockwood got his in the Tri-Valley Championship, and here's Tiger Ross. You can have a chance at the line.
Can you see into the future here? Because when Hunter got his at Oneonta State against Edmiston, it was on a free throw. And here we are at the free throw line with a chance to get to 1,000.
Well, we're just setting it up that way, right? That's what we do. So here it is, Tiger Ross at the line. Everyone holding their breath. He's got it. 1,000 points for Tiger Ross. I don't know if he knew. He looked a little surprised. Tiger Ross, 1,000 points for the Morris Mustang. He's the 13th overall player and fifth boy in Morris history to score 1,000 points. And some quick photos out on the floor here. We'll stop this game real quick. Tiger Ross with a bunch of his teammates going to take some quick photos. Again, the fifth boy in Morris history and the 13th overall player. And his teammates are pretty excited. Tiger Ross, 1,000 points. Congratulations to him. I don't know, Coach. He looked a little surprised. What do you think?
I think he did.
I think he knew he was close. One of those scenarios.
And the officials are over because, you know, the stoppage of the game. They're going to charge Morris with a timeout. So he's got to call a timeout there because they stopped the game. So I don't know how many timeouts they have left, but they had to use one there to do the little celebration.
Tiger missing that second foul shot, so he's stuck on 23 right now. And a foul on the Mustangs. Could be on Keegan Frazier. He's going to foul out here.
Yep, and now Milford's going to shoot two. So congratulations to Tiger Ross. Great accomplishment to score 1,000. Not an easy thing to do, but well-deserved honor. He's a good player, so congratulations to him. But now we got to move back to the game. The game's not over yet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but this game's not over.
I know it's 3:42 and Morris is up 14, but Milford has to take advantage of the fact that Morris has five fouls. So no longer with the 1-1, they're going to shoot two shots with the clock stopped every time they're fouled. I bet you Coach Eggleston in the timeout there will say, take the ball to the basket. We can get to the line with the clock stopped. That's the way you make a comeback.
Griner misses the first shot. In the meantime, we'll have a timeout. 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Morris Boys on top of Milford, 74-60 on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
You know, Coach, welcome back. We should also mention that one of our GMU guys, Devin Hartwell, joined the 1,000 Career Point Club for GMU on Thursday of this week, and his last game as a senior finishes with 1,008 points. So he got it just in the nick of time. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he got it on Thursday night over at Cherry Valley Springfield, so congratulations to Devin.
And so we're back underway here at the Tri-Valley Championship. This will be a second foul shot out of the timeout for Griner of Milford. It won't go. Morris with a rebound. So the Morris boys lead 74-60 with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Tiger Ross into the corner for Swayer. Back out to Ross, who just joined the 1,000 Career Point Club for the Mustangs. Ryan Murphy. Back to Ross, right side, into the paint, dishing one down low, and it rolls off the front of the rim. But Jonah Baldo is fouled and will head to the line here, Coach. So what's your saying? Time, situation?
Time, score, and situation.
What do you think if you're Milford here with this deficit?
You got to push it up the court. If you have an open three, you might want to take it, but otherwise I'm going to the basket. And then if I get stopped, I'm looking to kick it out.
Baldo at the line, in and out. And the second one coming for Jonah.
There's only a limited number of possessions left, so Milford's friend right now is to get that clock stopped and get to the line.
Second shot for Baldo, no. Rebound for Braden Murphy. Outlet pass stolen back by Ryan Murphy. He's got it right there.
Nice heads-up play there by Ryan Murphy from Morris.
Boy, those Murphy brothers, all four of them.
And
that's,
now
that's just what they do.
See, now Morris is playing time, score, and situation. They have the lead here. They're running some clock.
They dish it down low to Asa Dugan. Missed the little chippy down low on the right low block. Outlet pass here for Christian Lawson. And to the right side of the floor, and a foul here on Morris.
And I think that's going to be Swayer's fifth. Good drive by Lawson, understanding the situation. He needs to get to that line, score some points with that clock stop.
2:50 to go here in the fourth, and so Swayer fouls out, but what an effort. He's getting a little thank you from Coach Joy, saying, boy, didn't think you were going to do that today. I should say, it's not like he's never scored before. He's had a lot of nights in double figures, but he's that guy, averages 5, 6, 7 points a game. You did not expect him to hit 7 threes and 25 points in this game. Lawson at the line hits the first for Milford.
How's that? It's probably his career high, and to score it in the Tri-Valley League Championship, that's pretty impressive.
Lawson, second shot coming, got it. Christian with 26.
And both of those players are sophomores, so Tri-Valley's going to have their hands full here the next couple years.
Yeah, Christian Lawson going to be a terror for Milford the next few years. Pass down low here. Jonah Baldo on the left low block. No. Rebound, Ryan Murphy pulls it out. Yeah, Murphy a sophomore. Another wizard with the ball in his hands. The Tiger Ross. Morris taking some time off the clock here. Again, looking for the three-peat are the Mustangs. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Ross gets tied up on that far side with Wyatt March. And it's going to be a blocking foul here on Milford.
But only the team's fourth, so Morris will take it out and have an opportunity to run some more clock if they so choose.
And so Ryan Murphy will have the ball on the far side. The Morris boys are 2:19 away from a three-peat here in the Tri-Valley. Left corner now for Asa Dugan. Ryan Murphy splits a double team, gets the ball back. Dribbling out of harm's way, goes back up to Tiger Ross. Tiger looks very content to maybe try to work some more clock here. Tiger to the left side on the baseline. Now he'll fire up a jumper and hits. 25 for Tiger Ross. So the Lawson versus Ross battle here today has been tremendous. Here's Christian, a three left side for Milford, in and out. Griner with a rebound. It's tapped out of bounds and will stay with Milford with a 1:45 left. It's 76-62. Morris boys on top of Milford. A high-scoring affair. I didn't expect it to be this high-scoring.
No, but they've certainly gotten up and down the whole game. Not a lot of shots out there people didn't like.
Milford tosses it in back near midcourt. The ball is loose, and Ryan Murphy's going to come on to it, took it away, and goes in for the layup. And that might have been the icing on the cake there for Morris. Christian Lawson in transition. His shot won't go, but he's fouled with Morris on top, 78-62.
And Morris wanted an over and back there, which it should have been because Milford came down with the ball and all 3 points had already crossed, and then he stepped over with his foot. There was no call, and I think the Milford player kind of thought, oh, geez, they're going to call over and back. He kind of let go of the ball, and Murphy didn't take anything for granted. There wasn't a whistle, and he just hustled and got that ball and put it in.
Lawson with 27 now. Boy, talk about a guy that we could see join the 1K club soon. He has just filled it up this year, averaging, I think, 24, 23 a game as a sophomore. Milford takes a timeout with a 1:45 left. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's Morris 78, Milford 63. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions.
stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 1:45 left here in the fourth quarter, 78-63. And it is the Morris boys on top. Little rambling man coming on here. Have they been playing music all day? Am I losing it?
They've been playing music all day.
Boy, when you broadcast 3 to 4 games, you start forgetting all the little stuff. Ay, ay, ay. I don't think I've done a marathon 4-game set. I mean, it was back at Suco, so it's been a couple of years. It's fun to try to attempt it. Lawson at the line out of the timeout. Shot was short. And the rebound is up and good there for Luke Edmonds. Makes it 78-65 as we come up on 90 seconds left. And a blocking foul here on Braden Murphy. You feel for this Milford team. We talked about it during our Butler Auto pregame show that they're missing a couple of guys, one starter, who are on a school trip to Costa Rica. I don't know if it would have made the difference today. I guess, you know, you'll never know. You could throw that out there.
And I'm sure that school trip was planned.
It was.
Years or months ago.
Coach Eggleston said, hey, it's nobody's fault. It was planned years, you know, long time ago. The one thing I will say is he did say that the guy, the starter missing, is his leading rebounder. And we've seen the rebounds have really added up today in favor of the Morris Mustangs. Ryan Murphy at the line. He's in double figures with 10.
But the way Morris has shot the ball today, I think it had been difficult for any Tri-Valley team, boys team, to compete with them today. I mean, I'm interested to see how many threes, too, we got there.
Ryan Murphy at the line. Second shot good. And he has 11. 80 to 65. Christian Lawson takes it inside, and he's fouled. Lawson has got 27, and he's looking for more.
I'm really impressed with him, too, in terms of his basketball IQ. He understands the time, the score, and the situation. And when he gets that ball, he's going right to the basket to try to draw a foul.
And Christian's still on the smaller side. I think he's got growing left to do. And when he does, he could be a real handful. He already is. I mean, he's got 28 as he makes the first foul shot.
And it's been several years since I've coached in the boys in the Tri-Valley. But like you said earlier, every time we played Milford, I remember seeing this little kid out there dribbling the ball, shooting at halftime, and that was Christian. So hard work has certainly paid off for him.
29 now for Christian Lawson. And I know he'll be back here in the future. Here's Tiger Ross taking it inside. 27 now for Tiger. And he's joined the 1K club just a couple of shots ago. That was a nice celebration. Here's Carter Stevens for three. That's an air ball. Rebound is bounced out. Milford with a shot here from the outside, a foul on Ryan Murphy. And it's going to be two shots here for Landon Kahn.
That shot almost went in, too. I had a chance. It was just off the back of the rim.
Ryan Murphy a little slow coming out here.
Oh, they are going to give him three.
All right, so Kahn at the line. First shot is good. And the second one coming.
Is this one of the JV call-ups here, number 20?
Yes.
He shot that like he's shot a lot of varsity free throws. I think they're discussing if it was two or three.
All right, I think they're saying he's got two more, right?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yep. Officials' fingers went up. Two more shots.
Oh, this one off the mark. Kahn's going to get one more as the Morris boys are looking for the three-peat. It would be the second time in Tri-Valley history a team has gotten the three-peat. And Kahn goes 2 out of 3.
Coach Joy with his hands up here saying slow down.
Milford boys last did it as we hit 1 minute to go in the mid-90s. Those were some very good teams as the Milford boys in 95-96, 96-97, and 97-98 getting that done. Morris boys pull it out. Tiger Ross dribbling around, and we got a foul here on Christian Lawson. 82-69 our score, and Tiger's going to go back to the line. What a battle tonight between those two. But everybody came to play. Good shooting. It wasn't just one or two guys. It was five or six guys tonight.
How many threes has Morris hit on the night?
I'm going to have to tally it up here. It's so much, I don't think I could do the quick enough math and keep up with the play-by-play.
It might be around 15 because Swayer has seven. So we'll have to do that and let you know.
Yeah, we will definitely check on that. As Ross goes 2 out of 2 at the line, he has 29. And it's 84-69 for Morris. Here's Lawson inside. And the jumper is good here for Luke Edmonds as he dished it off.
Nice pass there by Lawson. He drove to the basket, drew a couple defenders, and dropped it off to his teammate.
I want to thank all our Morris sponsors again here as we hit the last 30 seconds. Scotty's Pizzeria and Restaurant, JB's Line Cleaning and Plumbing, the Gatehouse Coffee and Gift Shop, Faithful Friends Pet Crematory, and Johnson & Stanimer Funeral Home. Morris with the ball, Dugan, 18 seconds left, back out to Tiger Ross. Christian Lawson's not going to let him go without being in his face. Here's Mark Hoyt, turnaround again, and he hits it.
That's his spot. He's made three hoops. They've all been from the nail on the free throw line.
Three for three from there, and Morris is going to win 86 to 71. The four seed comes back to win the Tri-Valley Championship. They are only the second team in Tri-Valley history to win three in a row to join the Milford boys who did it in the mid-90s. Whale of a game here. Morris wins 86-71. Coach, we're going to keep it right here to wrap up with our three awards, but we'll go through some stats here. And in the meantime, we'll see if Morris tallies up the book. We would like to see how many threes both teams hit today. This was crazy, if you get a chance. So, all right, let's go through our scoring summary. Morris, 29 points for Tiger Ross, and he joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. Carter Swayer with 25, including seven threes. Asa Dugan and Ryan Murphy with 11 points each. Keegan Frazier, Jonah Baldo with two each. Anything stand out to you here, Coach, on the Morris side of things in terms of extra stats?
Well, Asa Dugan led him in rebounding. I mean, we talked about the rebounding edge that Morris had. Asa Dugan had 13 rebounds. So that was the lead there. And the other thing that really stood out to me was Ryan Murphy, the sophomore point guard from Morris. He had seven assists and 10 steals. So he played a really solid game. May not have scored a lot of points, but he certainly had an impact on the game.
So a great job there for Morris. And on the other side, the stats were equally as impressive. 29 points for Christian Lawson. He was just fantastic. Braden Murphy with 21. Carter Stevens with 14, so three guys in double figures. Luke Edmonds with four, and Tanner Greiner with one. And Landon Kahn with those 2 points there. So 13 threes
for Morris.
13 threes for Morris as a team. Wow. It's incredible.
Well, how many? We're going to find out how many Milford had. I bet you it was close to 20 threes in the game.
Yeah. So let's get into our three awards. How about that? As they are getting the Tri-Valley banner, that's what every Tri-Valley kid grows up wanting. And Morris has gotten three in a row. 10 threes for Milford?
23 threes.
Wow, that is tremendous. There's my Cherry Valley candy that just got dropped off. I always appreciate that. Thank you very much. Some of the Cherry Valley friends, I'm still eating one from earlier this year. I keep it in my desk at work. There's so much candy in here. Craig, if you're listening, go get some candy out of my desk. All right, let's do our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Well, outstanding offense, you could go a lot of different ways, but 1,000 points and 29 for Tiger Ross, he's going to get it here tonight.
Yeah, he's certainly a key component of any team's scouting report. He not only gets to the hoop very well and finishes, and he can finish from awkward angles, but he also has a nice perimeter jump shot when he needs it. So congratulations again on the 1,000 points, but well-deserved award tonight from WCDO.
Next up, we'll go with the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on CDO. I'm going to go with Christian Lawson, 29 tonight here for Milford. He also ends up with six assists, but, you know, I already got somebody in mind for all-purpose. Christian could have been offense, defense, or all-purpose. He was great for Milford.
I mean, even though he scored 29 points and you're saying, oh, it's a defensive award, he chased people around all night and was just relentless on the defensive end. Even here late in the game, he was trying to get steals. He was pressuring full court. His effort and intensity throughout the game on the defensive and offensive end was stellar. Just came up on the short end of the stick tonight.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Seven threes, 25 points for the sophomore, Carter Swear. He's got to get this one here tonight.
Yeah, he certainly had it going, especially early there. And, you know, that first half, I mean, I think he almost had 20 in the first half.
19 at halftime.
He certainly got Morris out the way they wanted to go, and he had a really nice shooting night tonight, so congratulations to him on his award for all-purpose.
That's going to wrap up our broadcast of the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship. Morris defeats Milford 86-71 to win their third straight Tri-Valley title. A lot of fans still out on the court celebrating. We are the champions playing. Absolutely awesome here if you're a Morris fan. Milford, you'll be back. A lot of special players on that team. One game left to go, Coach. Skenevis, Cherry Valley Springfield girls. That game will be tipping off in probably about 25 minutes or so, so we'll take another break. Big thank you to Jim DeMeo. He has been awesome today back in the WCDO studios as our producer. Also to Craig Stevens. Rich Turnbull still here doing stats. Gotta love it all. So we'll be back in a little bit here for our last game of the night. Skenevis and Cherry Valley girls. Three games in the books. One to go. Here on WCDO Sports. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on students.